CCTV could be installed near schools across Bristol to catch parents who park illegally. Bristol City Council are going to be debating today whether to introduce cameras to catch people parking on double yellow lines and zigzag lines. The council says that enforcement is difficult because traffic wardens can't be at all 160 schools in the city, so CCTV could help them enforce the rules. So how much of an issue is illegal parking outside of schools? Chris Barrett's the principal at Summerhill Academy in St George.
We have had ongoing issues with traffic and congestion in the area. Parents find it quite tricky when they're trying to walk and scoot to school if people are parking illegally, pulling up and dropping off and things like that. The school's been here for 150 years and obviously the roads were designed back then to not have as much traffic as they do now. But with people, trying to use this as a rat run to get into town and back out again at the beginning of the day, it can be quite sometimes dangerous for our children to encounter so much traffic. So anything that can be done to help with that would be fantastic as far as we're concerned.
So how often do you actually see parents parking illegally outside school?
It happens all of the time. It happens daily. Some of them, they don't feel like they can help it. We completely understand that people need to get to school and back and everyone's got a really busy life. But at the same time, we need to prioritise, children getting safely, getting to school safely, crossing the road safely. And it would be best if people would be able to obey all of the traffic laws.
So some parents will likely have concerns around this is just another way of surveilling us, sort of thing. Would you, consider those to be valid concerns?
I completely understand them. Everybody, we need to be really sympathetic to people who are trying to lead really busy lives, often drop off at school, get to work, people have got bills to pay and all of those things. I completely accept that. But at the same time, there's a balance between that and also making sure that we keep our street really safe for all of the children that you can see walking around now who are crossing the road, trying to walk home. We encourage active travel to school for pollution reasons, for health reasons, for all of those reasons. And we need people to obey traffic laws in order to keep everybody safe.
Do you think it will work? If it's installed, do you think it would actually stop people from parking illegally?
It's a really complex situation. It's a really complex problem. It sounds like, and I haven't done any research into it, it sounds like it could be part of the solution. I'm not sure that you can't click your fingers and solve these things, otherwise someone would have done it a while ago. But it feels like it could be part of the solution for this area.
I saw reporter Anna De Silva in St George talking to Principal Chris Barrett at Summerhill Academy.